I've got something I'd just like to talk about on Audioboo. It's something you know about. Yeah, but wait till you hear what I'm going to say. Wait till, just give me a second, right? If you don't like it, you don't have to say anything at all. But you know that photograph thing that I took a photograph of your school work. Well, not school work, the story you wrote at school. And you looked at it and you introduced it so that other people could have your voice at the same time as they looked at the picture. Yeah. What did you think of that idea?
It was okay.
It's a thing called Pixengo. It was a bit like Pixie. But Pixengo. You take a photograph and then you have 30 seconds to say something about the photograph after you've taken it.
30 seconds.
That's it?
No, that's why I thought it went so fast.
It was, yeah, I mean, you had to finish your little story about the photograph within 30 seconds. Did you like the really short idea?
No.
What, would you have preferred a longer one? Do you think people would...
The Audio Boo one.
Well, the Audio Boo doesn't have a... it does have a photo, but most of the time people are listening to the audio, they're not looking at the photo. Pixengo, they look at the photo and they listen to a bit of audio, a small little bit of audio to go along with it. Well, some people did look at your picture on Pixengo and actually wrote a little comment. One man said he really loved it and said he thought you would be a recording star. I could show you. He wrote a little comment, because you can on Pixengo, people can, after they've seen the photo and heard the words, they can send back, you know, a message saying they really like it, or they can add a few words. They can't speak back, but they can write back.
Why can't they speak back?
I don't think Pixengo lets you. Well, it's because Pixengo is only, the only person that they allowed to speak on Pixengo is the person who took the photograph. Or the person like you who did the work. But what about this for an idea? Imagine every day after school when you have done some pictures, right? Not everything you do, but every day you decided, I'm going to take a photograph of this piece from school and speak about it. In the end of 1 year, you would have a whole year in your school life on Pixengo. Would that be of any good? A whole year? Or even one a week? You know, like Emily Overall does her little blog? It could be like a blog on Pixengo.
You can't have a blog on Pixengo.
But you can have little 30-second sounds that go with the photograph. Would it be boring?
If I had my own phone, then I wouldn't.
But if you had your own phone, would you do it?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think Pixengo is good enough for you to pay attention to?
Yeah. It's just that my friend in my class have phones. People in my class have phones. And
people at the age of 7 have got a phone? What do they do with it?
And Jodie in my class, she had a phone, but when she was six, she had a phone when she was six.
She had a phone when she was six, right? So, if you had a phone at seven, and you know what you now know about Pixengo, would you be doing a Pixengo every day?
Yes.
And what kind of things would you be doing a Pixengo about? Pardon?
I just want a phone. I really want a phone. And I will do Pixengo every day if I get a phone.
We're underneath the river. We're underneath the River River Lee, not the River Liffey. I nearly said the River Liffey.
You did say the River Liffey.
Underneath the River Lee in Cork, going to the other side on the school run. And you've got a cough. Okay, enough about Pixengo, okay? I'm going to stop the audio boo. The man who set up Pixengo, you know, he might be interested in your opinion about it. Do you want to say anything for goodbye?
No, I just want a phone.
You just want a phone. And actually, just before we finish, what kind of phone would you have if you had
iPhone.
A phone? Are you sure it would be an iPhone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. And if you had a choice between an iPhone or an iPad, which would you go for?
iPhone.
You'd go for the iPhone?
Yeah.
Not the iPad?
Because you can take pictures.
Oh, yeah. You know, they have an iPad that has got a camera, I have to tell you.
Yeah, iPhone 4.
No, the iPad has got a camera.
Oh, yeah. iPad 4.
Yeah, the iPad... Actually, it's the iPad 3.
Oh.
I only have the iPad 1. But they've just brought out an iPhone 5.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I heard on the news.
You heard on the news that they brought out an iPhone
5.
What did you hear about it, by the way? Can it do anything special? Oh, yeah, she probably wasn't much interested in an iPhone 5. Okay, we'll say goodbye to Audio Boo about Pixengo and also, it seems, about the iPhone 5. Sorry, iPad.